Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to one of the smallest capital cities in Europe, Valletta in Malta. The city's culture has been shaped by Middle Eastern and European influences over centuries. Maria Shebets, cook and food blogger, takes our contributor Maria Krenina on a tour to Valletta's bars and restaurants.
First of all, it's my pleasure to host you here in Valletta. It's a beautiful city and definitely it's the most popular attraction for food lovers like us. So I'm going to show you some of these gems. Food-wise, it's a main destination if you want to have this experience. And you come not just for food, but you come for this ambience. Because it's such a small city, it's such a magnificent city.
I absolutely agree. And we are now standing on Old Bakery Street, just in front of this small pub called Il Pup. And you say it serves local craft beer and in-house infused gins.
What I like about this place, it's a very special, lively and bustling atmosphere.
Well, let's just walk there. And
yeah, let's just walk.
Inside.
All right.
So shall we sit inside outside?
Yeah, we'll sit inside, I think.
Yeah, inside.
Yes. Okay.
And you have these infused gins, yeah?
It's really strong, so I give you.
This one is with marshmallows.
With
marshmallows. Wow. Yeah. Never tried a gin with marshmallow.
First time.
Yeah, let's cheers to that. Oh, I can try the one with the ginger.
Yes. yes, for sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's enough. That's enough for me. I still have to record an interview.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you very much. Ciao. Bye. Have a nice evening.
This one, yeah. I can really feel the difference because with the one with marshmallow is a bit sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this one is more dry.
Yeah more dry. Very nice.
So
thank
you. If you start from this one, you will not choose the second one.
Yeah. Yeah. The marshmallow is really nice.
The right choice.
Yeah. And do you serve craft beer here then?
Craft, yes,
from
the Maltese craft beers. We have from Draft the blue label, and this the one flavor what we have from the Draft craft beers, and also the Maltese Lord Chambord. Like I show you the stand, it's over here. We have from the craft beers the Phoenix.
So now we approaching one of my favorite places. It's Fjost, and for sure it's best the gin bar in Malta. They offer, I think, about 200 different gins and something 44 or 42 tonic waters. And this guy, he's amazing. He has such a deep knowledge on his gin. So we never take the gin card. We just ask him, and he suggests amazing stuff. And I tried a lot of different gins.
Wonderful. So you're talking about the owner of the bar?
The owner of the bar. And apart from gins, they have quite a decent selection of tapas, you know, if you feel like to have a midnight snack.
Let's get a classic.
Yeah, let's
start
from this. Here you go, ladies.
Cheers.
Yeah, nice.
Yes,
yeah,
you know,
with
the strawberries in
the
gin and tonic, I really like it.
Yes, and I have vanilla gin. It's amazing.
We reached St. John Street, and you're taking me to this Cafe Society. Actually, there's such a great view here, because we can see the sunset just making the waves look a little blue and pink, and we can see the sea from here.
Yes, it's really nice view here, and the place, it's one of the kind, and I really wanted to take you here. So the first of all, it's really cool. You see, you just grab a drink, you sit here right on the stairs, you can see this magnificent sea view.
And people just sit on, they have tables right on the stairs.
Right on the stairs, yes, it's really cool, I think, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was a sea view and was a church view as well. Mm-hmm. And what is it? Is it just a bar?
It's not just a bar. It's really one of the kind place. You know, later it just filled with people and the most creative people you can want to meet, like writers, musicians, architects, and other interesting people.
So it is called Cafe Society. So yeah. You mean it is just for some society, society of creatives?
Well, no. I mean, mostly yes, but it's not a closed club. Of course, you can come if you want and enjoy. And apart from this, it has fantastic vibes, amazing atmosphere, really good cocktails, and it just, you know, place to be, to come here with friends, and place to be back.
Yeah, let's then cheers with your.
Yeah, let's try.
Yeah, with your Negroni and my wine.
Yes, nice. Cheers. So I'm taking you to the really nice place to eat, but while we walk, I want to show you one place. It's unfortunately it's closed now, but it's my chocolate heaven in Malta. It's called Theo Broma, and all the shows we do, they are organic, vegan, and they choose only best ingredients. Nutrition is good for you, healthy and yummy, because I never leave Valletta without a box of goodies from there. It's really cool. It's delicious.
Oh, so we're finally gonna get some food.
Yes.
Where did you take me?
So this is really nice place. This guy started from the small stand in the Christmas market. And now later they opened the outlet in Valletta. It calls the Pool Meat Company. Mm-hmm. And their specialty, obviously, it's slow cooked meat. And it's very good. It's so delicious. We're just thinking about this, it make me hungrier. So here is the menu, and you know what? I think you should try this homemade anlotti filled with Reggiano and toast with pork reduction. They are mind-blowing.
Okay, I'll take your advice, but first of all, you told me that pork is quite a famous meat here.
Yes, very loved by locals, yes.
Do you know why do Maltese so obsessed with meat? It's like the most common dish they cook in their restaurant.
I think it's just traditional, you know. It's in traditional cuisine, they normally used more meat than fish. Now it's changing, but normally it's quite heavy dishes, meat dishes.
Especially pork, isn't it?
Yeah, pork, yeah.
So let's then get some pork here. The lady just recommended me this homemade anglotti.
It's very, very nice. It has a liquid Reggiano stuffing and a pork stock reduction of the sauce.
All right, let's get it. And we were wondering, what is this Japanese spinach coleslaw?
Basically, it's like a satay dressing with a Japanese slaw.
Do you want to try? Yes, yes, why not?
It's nice, it's nice as well.
Let's get this one.
Yeah. So one anglotti.
And this Japanese coleslaw.
One slaw. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. This smells, I don't know, it smells just gorgeous.
Tell me, what do you think?
I can't speak anymore.
I understand.
Thank you for taking me here. I think we'll finish here because we'll eat and I will shut up and I will eat. Amazing. Wow.
That was chef and food blogger Maria Shepetz touring Malta's Valletta with Monaco's Maria Crinina. This has been episode number 42 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippin. Thank you for listening and goodbye.